Iran's president blamed the US and Israel for the world's problems today during his visit to Sudan. The president's comments came as Iran faced mounting international criticism over its nuclear activities, with the UN Security Council currently discussing further sanctions against Tehran. Sudan is also under pressure from the humanitarian crisis in Darfur. Yesterday, in a radical shift in US policy, Washington confirmed it will join Iran at an Iraqi summit next week. Dr. Ali Ansari, an expert on Iranian affairs at the Royal Institute of International Affairs, says the issue of Iran's nuclear program hangs heavy over the summit.
Here is the real stumbling block for us, of course, because what we have are negotiations potentially taking place in Baghdad over the situation in Iraq. But clearly what the Iranians will want to do is to bring in the issue of their nuclear program, and they'll want the United States and the Europeans to back off. But the United States, again underpinned by Israel in this regard, but also very much concerned on its own right, will not allow, has made an absolutely firm commitment to the fact that it will not allow Iran to pursue its nuclear program or develop the option. Now, this is going to be a stumbling block, and I can very well see that tomorrow we'll get to the UN Security Council. There'll be another robust and very sort of harsh condemnation of Iran, and then the Iranians will simply not turn up to the meeting in Baghdad. They'll say, well, this is unacceptable. One or the other side has to compromise on the nuclear issue. They've both drawn these very, very clear and distinct red lines. And everything coming out of Washington is that they will not back down of it. Certainly the sanctions regime will increase. I think the West at the moment sees that the Iranian economy is vulnerable, and it's not going to let go of this opportunity. It would be foolhardy for it to do so if it was following this policy with any sort of sincerity.